The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com. The Eric Metaxas Show with your host, Eric Metaxas.
Hey there, folks. This is hour two, technically, but who cares? It's just the continuation of my conversation with Chris Reed, who's been chosen as the to succeed Rick Joyner at Morningstar Ministries. Let me ask you, Chris, for folks that don't know anything about Morningstar, what is Morningstar Ministries?
Morningstar Ministries was founded by Rick Joyner and his wife, Julie, back in the early 80s. And it started off as a publication. And then over time, Rick began to write some books. You know, The Final Quest was probably his most popular, Two Trees in the Garden. Final Quest was like one of the top sellers in the modern era. And it was prophetic. It was all a compiled set of dreams that is just a fantastic, incredible picture of, in fact, the times that we are living in right now. And so they ultimately assumed this property here in Fort Mill, South Carolina, that was built back in the 80s by Jim Baker. And of course, Morningstar and Rick Joyner purchased the property here back, I believe it was in 2004. And Morningstar's been on the cusp. I mean, they've been one of the leading prophetic voices in the broader charismatic movement. And Rick is really a man of integrity. He is without a doubt to me a prophet. And he is an incredible author. I'm actually here now. This fall, I'm going to be doing a School of the Prophets. And so, of course, we have a Bible college here, a K-12, just a lot of awesome things going on here. And it's just a great place to be. People have moved here from all over the nation in different parts of the world because they believe God is speaking from this place. And I'm honored just to be a part.
Well, I'm thrilled you're there. And I guess I want to ask you, when we were in Kansas City, Mike Bickle gave a sermon, a teaching about the end times. And do you have a sense, or does Rick have a sense, of where we're going to be in the next 10 or 20 years? What does he say, or what do you know that he says and that he's shared?
So Rick has, I mean, this is well documented. Rick has been prophesying for a number of years that we are going to have another civil war here in America. And he's had various dreams at different times, but it's documented in history, you know, 20, 30 years, he's been saying this was coming. And the Lord began to show him back in the 80s that America would have a liberal president. And then, you know, of course, Clinton came in office, he thought for sure that was him. Obama come in office, he thought for sure that was him. But then, you know, Biden and Harris are sitting in the Oval Office, and basically in the dream, something would happen that would cause America to realize just how terrible Marxism is, and that we would swing back to the right, never to go back to the left again. Yeah. And so he believes right now we're on the precipice of, perhaps it's already begun, a civil war in this nation, because our government, it's beyond fixing itself.
Well, it seems to me that we're in a war. In other words, and it's a strange thing, I almost never say this, but when I was about 16, I had a kind of a knowing, it feels like a knowing from God in retrospect, about this. about a civil war, but that it would not be along geographical lines like the way the civil war was, but that it would be almost like the way cancer is, that every cell is at war with every other cell, which is kind of what I see happening now. But we do seem to be at an impasse in the country. And but it sounds like what Rick was saying is that it will come out well. I just don't know how bad it will get before it comes out well.
Well, things will get worse before they get better. And it is a cultural civil war. Are we going to stay as the traditional America that we have been? You know, Judeo-Christian values, capitalism, freedom of religion, freedom of speech, that type of thing. Or are we going to head more in a Marxist direction? And I think that is coming and has come to a head. And I think that the 2020 election and all the fallout from that has really shown just how desperate and how close we are. We're already in it. And I definitely think that there is going to be, I don't want violence. I don't desire violence. But I think that we're going to see a actual civil war. I don't know exactly what it will look like, but I know it's going to be a culture war. And Bob Jones, another prophetic voice, prophesied that the next revolutionary slash civil war would happen when they came for the guns, when they attacked the Second Amendment, that would trigger the Civil War into a whole new stage. And so, you know, I think that we need to be alert and awake now more than ever before.
It's amazing stuff. And I think I want to remind my audience, the Lord is with us. Now, we don't need to be with him if we don't want, but he is with us if we choose to look to him in the midst of difficulty. So we're never supposed to fear. We're always supposed to look to God and be encouraged that he's with us. And he created us for this hour, for this moment, to live for him. Otherwise, it's very tempting to get caught up in the details and in the political part of it, more than in looking at God in the middle of it. And as you know, I don't believe we ought to sit on our hands or just pray, quote unquote. We have to be involved while we're praying, and we need to pray while we're doing things. But people's hearts need to be right. And there's so many people that have made an idol of politics, and they're just angry all the time. And you really can't do anything for God if you're walking around in anger.
That's right. That's right. We have to make sure that, you know, we have to stay lit, kindle a fire under us enough to not sit back and idly, you know, just sit by and watch our America that we've known and loved be fully taken from us. But I think God is calling Martin Luther's and Bonhoeffer's in this hour to rise up against political and spiritual corruption, which is ultimately the prophetic word I gave at IHOP in April that brought about the two weekends in July that you and I met. And so I think without a doubt, you're a key voice. And I think that God is using you to bring about a real unification between the Christian community, not just the charismatic Pentecostal world, but the Christian community with traditional conservatism, because this is no time for us to divide over the things that bring about our differences. We need to unite as traditional Americans who love God, love our country, and we have far more to unite on than we do to let divide us.
I genuinely didn't get what you just said until you just said it now, that I would be a voice in this. Talk about, we've just got a minute left, but about what happened in April that led to, you know, just so people get that background before we go.
So in November 2019, the Lord gave me a prophetic word regarding the future, that when Prince Philip, Queen Elizabeth's husband, passed away, that it would be a prophetic timing indicator for the body of Christ. So the first day on April the 9th, when I am in Kansas City, I heard that morning Prince Philip passed, and sure enough, that was the same day that Bonhoeffer died, and then he was buried, Prince Philip, on April 17th, the new day, as they call it, in Great Britain was April 18th, which of course is Martin Luther. These are two men that of course you have wrote about, who stood at the Diet of Worms, probably the most important, one of the most important days in church history, when Luther stood up against the political and religious corruption. The fact that he, Prince Philip, died on April 9th and buried on 418 speaks to God is raising up in this hour.
We have to go, but Chris Reed, so grateful for you. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you for having me.
Hey folks, are you concerned about memory loss for you or a loved one? Viva Laura's founder prayed that God would show her the solution to memory loss because her mother had dementia. After many divine encounters combining faith and her background as a pharmacist, Susan Gibson created Viva Laura Memory Support. Viva Laura is a premium quality all-natural supplement with 5 to 20 times more nutrients than any other memory supplement. It won awards and has 3 books independently written about it. Visit VivaLaura.com for testimonials about the life-changing improvements people have experienced. VivaLore is for those with normal memory, mild or severe memory loss. Don't wait until your memory slips. The pathology starts 20 years before your first memory loss symptom. That's VivaLore, VivaLore.com. Check it out. Remember, VivaLore is a premium quality all-natural supplement with 5 to 20 times more nutrients than any other memory supplement. VivaLore is V-I-V-O-L-O-R at VivaLore.com. Enter promo code 20 for 20% off. VivaLore.com, V-I-V-O-L-O-R.com.
Hey there, folks. How many years have I been telling you about Relief Factor? What, like 4? The truth is, I know there are millions of people, in fact, some say over 100 million people struggling with some kind of pain, maybe from exercise, just getting older. That could do it, getting older, which is why I am so impressed with Pete and Seth Talbot. They are on a mission. You rarely see this kind of focus and commitment. Seriously, they recently shared with me that they are doubling down and want to literally double their total number of happy customers in the next year. And I believe they'll do it. So here's the deal. If you're struggling with back, neck, shoulder, hip, or knee pain, even general muscle aches and pains, then I'm suggesting you order their 3-week quick start, still discounted to only $19.95, about a dollar a day, to see if we can get you out of pain too. And then after that, less than the cost of a cup of coffee a day to stay out of pain. Go to ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com, or call 800-500-8384, ReliefFactor.com, 800-500-8384. I use it. It works. Check it out.
Hey there, folks. This is the Eric Metaxas Show. Yes, I'm the host, Eric Metaxas, but I have guests. Today, for example, I want to talk about what does it mean to be a company that's not only interested in the bottom line, that has a mission and all that kind of stuff. What does that mean? What does that look like? And in order to do that, I have my new friend, Tim Eaton, who is the founder of Nutramedics, as my guest. Tim, you're right here. I've talked to you on the phone, I've talked to you on Zoom, but I've not met you in person. And my audience, some of them might know you if they watched our programs or heard our programs, but I am just in awe of when somebody lives out their faith in the marketplace. So I want to start at the beginning, but before we actually go to the beginning, when did you decide to really, you know, to leave quote unquote ministry and to bring your faith into a company?
Well, first off, thanks, Eric. It's finally great to meet you as well. Thank you for having us here today. I served as a missionary pilot in Peru the late 80s, early 90s. I met my wife down there, and we had been there once. I was there 5 years, and I saw poverty, hardship that I'd never seen before. And I once again met my wife. I also began to learn about medicinal plants from the tribal groups down there that I spent a lot of time with. And so after about 5 years, my wife and I were talking, why don't we go up to the United States? We'll start a company doing something, and whatever we do, we'll send 50% of the profits back to Peru to fund these ministries or these that we're very passionate about. And at that time, rescuing kids that were orphaned. There was a lot of terrorism in Peru. A lot of parents were killed. But also helping to train and support like national pastors, Peruvian pastors in the jungle that obviously would be able to communicate the gospel much better than I could as a gringo, speaks fluent Spanish. My wife's Peruvian, but it's a whole different culture. So we decided back, and that was in 1991, that we would start a company. Nutramedics wasn't born yet, but, you know, I can actually say it, the purpose was there. It was purpose-driven in that whatever we do, we're going to send 50% of the profits down to Peru to fund these ministries. And we just felt like, you know, we can make a bigger impact for the gospel, sharing Jesus with people that had never heard of Jesus before, meeting the needs, feeding, drilling wells, medical relief, etc. So it was 1991. Long answer to your question.
But what I always find funny is that people who are about mission, it doesn't mean you're not about profits, because the whole point is to make profits to feed the mission, because you care about doing this for your passion. But what I always find ironic is that people who are all in on mission get bigger profits. I mean, this has been now a long time, and the company has grown and grown and grown, and you're giving away millions of dollars. I mean, where are you now with Nutramedics.com and the, you know, 50% of the profits? What are these numbers look like? It's a supplement. What do you call the organization? I mean, the company, it's a supplement and vitamin?
We're a nutraceutical company, so we produce natural products, vitamins, minerals, herbal extracts, and we sell those to healthcare professionals and directly to consumers.
Okay.
So that's who we are, dietary supplements.
And so it's going on, you know, three decades here, and the company has grown tremendously.
Yeah, I mean, I always like to say that God gets credit for all the good things. I'll take credit for all the mistakes. So it's been, yeah, we founded the company in, I guess it's 1993 when we finally founded Nutramedics and began. And we've been able to, God's allowed us to give about $16 million now to ministries. And our goal is to surpass $100 million by 2030.
And the funny thing is 2030 sounds like 50 years in the future. And then I realized, no, it's 8.5 years in the future.
Yeah. Well, we have some exciting projects lined up and some new initiatives, and we believe that we can hit that goal.
So first I got to ask you, how did you get into missions? I mean, to have this kind of a passion where you're flying planes in the jungles in Peru, what led you to that zeal to reach these folks with the good news?
Well, I started, my uncle took me out for a plane ride in his little Piper Tri-Pacer up in Maine, where I come from.
What part of Maine?
Well, I was born in Portland, lived in, my uncle, they lived in southern Maine near York.
Yeah.
But I lived up in mid-coast Maine for many years, then moved to Florida when I was 19. But my uncle took me for a ride when I was 10, and I said, wow, this is what I'm going to do. I loved it. And that's I never veered from that. That's what I wanted to do with flyer. I still fly planes. I love to fly, but that's where it started with my uncle when I was 10, and then I, as soon as I turned 18, I was up in New Hampshire, started flying, and then through the years, got my different licenses and ratings before I went off to the mission field in 1986.
And what made you want to go into the mission field? Were you raised as a strong Christian?
I grew up in a really strong, awesome Christian family. It wasn't even weird like some of the stories we hear, but it was great. And I went to a Christian high school in Maine. I would say that I trusted Jesus as my savior when I was 9. I know that. 9 years old. But it wasn't until I moved to Florida when I was 19 that I started going to this big church in West Palm Beach, Florida, and met all these people my age that were so excited about their faith. I'm going, wow, I don't have that. I'm not excited about my faith like they are. Something's wrong. So I really started digging into the Word, not because it was an assignment from high school, but because I wanted to, and was, you know, Bible studies and just hanging out with other believers, and really started to grow in my faith. Kind of really for the first time, really growing in my faith. And then there was an opportunity to volunteer at a local ministry that flew missionaries back and forth between West Palm Beach and Haiti. So I started.
So you just married these two loves, and yeah. Next thing you know, you are a missionary pilot.
Yeah, exactly. You know, because it's really more about okay, you know, what does God want us to do? What's our purpose? And how does He want to use us? And I feel so privileged to have been able to work full-time as a missionary pilot, and I'm also an aircraft mechanic, and you have to have that to go fly in the jungle.
Yeah, because my jet needs looking at, and I don't want to pay the money, so maybe after this we can go over there.
We can go take a look at it.
Yeah, it's in Teterboro, and it'll take you 10 minutes. Okay, so seriously, though, when did nutraceuticals, which is, you know, I guess the term, right?
Yep.
When did that become part of your life, and when did you think there's a business here?
Well, it really became part of my life all the way back on a survival trip where we would go into the jungle and we lived off the land for 3 days, learning to survive in case we crashed in the jungle.
Whoa.
So we had a blast for 3 days. We were some tribal group with us and showing us what to eat, what not to eat. Some of us hid Oreos in our backpacks and things like that. But not me, of course. But it was a lot of fun. And there was one of the local guides told us, by the way, don't drink the water down there on the ground. Cut one of these vines, and then the water will flow out of it, and it's good
to
drink.
So you cut the vine and let the water drip
into my mouth. It just would run, hold it up, and it run into your mouth. And so then they said, by the way, we take the bark of this vine, and we make a tea out of it, and we use it to treat all these different kinds of health issues that we have. And so I didn't really think much about it then at the time, but that's really when it started, was then.
So
and that was in the 80s.
And you saw that this stuff works.
Well, they told me about it.
It's just hard to believe, you know, when you live in the West with Western modern medicine, that there are people all around the world with no access to that, and they have centuries, millennia of background on what to do for different things. And it's not like we can't learn from them. And obviously, you have. Folks, I'm talking to Tim Eaton, founder of NutriMedics.com. I'm talking to the founder of NutriMedics.com, Tim Eaton. Tim, you and NutriMedics have become sponsors of the show recently, so it would be remiss for me not to say use the code ERIC. But I got to say that what impresses me about you and NutriMedics is that you live your faith in the marketplace. In other words, you're thinking there's a need for people who they should be taking vitamin C, they should be taking vitamin D, they should be taking this and this and this. We want to bring these things to market, super high quality, and we want to give 50% or more of the proceeds to these missions organizations. And so what are some of these organizations that NutriMedics has been giving to?
Well, some we've been supporting since the very beginning. One's called Mission One. It's an acronym, means Overseas National Evangelization, and they empower national workers in their own countries. a lot of these countries where a lot of Western missionaries would not go. And we've been supporting them for about maybe 25, 26 years. And they're helping to build churches. They're drilling wells. They have medical relief, all kinds of different. But the focus is always the gospel. Doing these things in Jesus' name, you know, we're feeding, we're helping, we're supporting. One of the new ones that we just started supporting actually this year is called the Timothy Initiative, and I think we've talked about it before.
Yeah.
I just received an email from them as we landed with an update. If you don't mind, I'll read it.
Yeah.
This is from Jared Helms, the CEO of the Timothy Initiative. And this is a project called Good Things Continue to Happen in India and Nepal through the project A Church in Every Village. I'm excited to report 10,443 new churches planted, 121,771 salvations, 2,657 orphans impacted, and 3,729 widows impacted. And this project only started 18 months ago.
Oh.
So imagine over 10,000 churches planted in 18 months. And this is India and Nepal. So that's the Timothy Initiative. We're really excited about that. The dollar goes, you know, we always want to be good stewards of God's money, right? When we want to, people approach us about giving, contributing to something.
Yeah.
And so I think the cost of planting a church is around $300. And these are primarily in India and Nepal. So that's the Timothy Initiative. Another recent ministry we've been supporting is called I Was Hungry. And that's a collaboration between Foundations for Farming based in Zimbabwe and Crown Financial, which is the largest Christian stewardship ministry in the world. You may know Chuck Bentley, the CEO of Crown Financial. So for one of our newer products called Vital Medics, we actually give 100% of the profits away to that ministry.
100% of the profits. See, this is what kills me, is that I think I've only come to this lately in the last couple of years, but Americans often say, or anybody says, what can I do? What can I do? You know, for the good of the world, everything's going this way and I want to go that. What can I do? And there's somebody who founded something called Second Vote, which is, in other words, how you spend your money. The millions and billions that people spend, if you spend that money with companies that are doing good or at least not doing bad, that's powerful. If you spend your money with companies that are working against everything you believe in with the profits that they make from your money, that's on you. You're being foolish. You're being a bad steward. So, you know, I say to people, whether I'm talking about, you know, MyPillow.com or Nutramedics.com or any other organization, that why wouldn't you spend your money with those organizations? And part of what I've said on this program many times when you're not here, but I say that you already should be taking vitamin D every day. You should already be taking vitamin C and zinc and magnesium and these different things. And if you're going to do that anyway, which you should as a good steward of your body, why wouldn't you buy it from the company that's giving 50% or in this case 100% of the profits of a different thing, Vital Medics, whatever? You know, it seems common sense, but we haven't talked about that in America. We kind of act like it doesn't matter. It's all about where can I get something 5 cents cheaper,
mm-hmm, exactly,
instead of thinking about, am I giving that 5 cents to a good organization or better? You know, we don't think about that.
Well, I see it as a privilege to be doing what I'm doing. My wife and I love what we do. We meet so many great people. We hear stories every day about, wow, the biggest thing we hear is, wow, I got my life back. I was not doing well at all, that kind of thing. So one of the cool things about Vital Medics and I Was Hungry is that that's actually helping to bring people out of extreme poverty that are making less than $2 or $3 a day. So we're really excited about that. About
now,
that
what, that's what happens with the profits. But what is Vital Medics for people tuning in? Because you've got so many different products. You can go to Nutramedics.com and check it all out. But what is this one you're talking about?
Vital Medics is a combination of our signature product called Cemento, which for I'm sure many of your followers know about cat's claw. Well, Cemento is a very rare type of cat's claw that is much more powerful. And it's kind of like a thermostat for your immune system if it's overactive or helps to normalize it. Or if it's
you know what? I'm sorry. We're going to go to a break. We're talking about Cemento. We're talking about Vital Medics, Nutramedics.com. Use the code Eric. Don't go away. Folks, I'm talking to Tim Eaton. He's the founder of Nutramedics, Nutramedics.com, sponsor on this program, so use the code Eric if you go there. But why wouldn't you go there based on what I'm hearing? I mean, Tim, I don't know. There are just so few people living out their faith in the marketplace like this. It's to me, it's the next thing. It's the way people discover that I don't need to officially go into ministry to be involved in ministry. I can live out my faith in a sometimes more important, productive way by doing, you know, God created you to be a businessman, to do all these incredible things. So you mentioned what's in Vital Medics. So say more about that, because you were just...
Yeah, it's the combination of Cemento and Moringa. And I started to talk about Cemento. It's a very, it's an adaptogenic, provides immune support, which a lot of people are concerned about. Many other benefits to that medicinal herb.
But how do you know what to take? I mean, somebody says this is good for immune. So, of course, you want to help your immune system. But, you know, would you take that and take this and this and this? Or how do you know if you're stepping on your own toes?
Well, good question. We have some new kits that have actually gone up on the site since we started working together. So there's an immune support kit. And so that one's vitamin C, vitamin D3, K2, and zinc. So you can they can choose that or the immune support plus kit, which is those same three products, vitamin C, vitamin D, K, and zinc, plus Relax Medics and Berberpanella. Relax Medics is a product that has a combination of Cemento and valerian. It's been evaluated on a university level, and the research is being compiled now to be submitted for publication in a medical journal. But Relax Medics is great for stress, for helping for sleep. A great
now. A lot of people swear by valerian; it helps them fall asleep. And it's never helped me. I got to go to other stuff like melatonin, vodka. Just kidding. But melatonin. the one thing I noticed in the do we have melatonin here? Yeah, it doesn't say on here how many. You know, it says like 1.5. It doesn't really tell you how many milligrams of melatonin it is. So if I want to take like 1 milligram of melatonin, how much do I'm asking this for myself.
That's
I'm doing a radio program, but I'm always curious.
Yeah. Well, for most people, 10 or 15 drops, they do really well with that.
Yeah.
And you know, it's interesting with melatonin. A lot of people have a melatonin deficiency, but they do not know that. This is a hormone that regulates the sleep-wake cycle.
Right.
And so if your sleep environment is not completely dark, meaning if you hold your hand, you turn the lights off and hold your hand up, and you can still see your hand, it's not dark enough, your body won't produce melatonin. So a lot of people have a melatonin deficiency. And I take that about 5 nights a week. It just, along with a dropper full of Relax Medics, and I sleep like a baby. I don't wake up during the night.
But we don't know how many, like if you, in other words, if you're taking 10 to 15 drops, how much is in each drop of melatonin? Is it like a milligram, or we don't know?
I'm going to get back to you on that because I don't remember how much that is. But sometimes you take a liquid form under the tongue, which is totally different than taking a capsule as far as bioavailability.
Right.
So... But for most people, if you just take 10 to 15, and it's not very much.
But the reason
much.
I say that, if you go into a CVS or a Costco or one of these places, they sell like 5 milligrams, 10 milligrams. For me, that's way too much. I don't need that. Yeah. I took a dropper full of this melatonin here, and I woke up with a beard. I don't know, about 2 weeks had passed. The lawn was like 2 feet high, and I said, "What? This stuff is way too powerful. So I need to ask the founder. If only we could get him, Albin." And Albin brought you here. And so my wife and my the landlord, they thank you, because the house is going to pot. It's a mess.
So you asked about the kits, though. I mean, how do they know what to take? So the Immune Support Plus kit that has those five products, sleep support, is RelaxMedics and Valerian. RelaxMedics and Melatonin, as I just mentioned. That's our sleep support kit. The energy support kit.
Yeah, I don't need energy, right, Albin? We got loads of energy. But just for those people who might need energy, what do you do for that?
That is adrenal and magnesium.
Yeah.
And magnesium is essential for the production of energy. And our magnesium is a combination of elemental magnesium and malic acid. Most people have a malic acid deficiency that they're bound together. And so that pulls the magnesium into the cells where it's needed to produce energy. So a lot of people feel they're low.
So usually if you're taking magnesium that you're buying from some store, it doesn't come with the malic acid. Is that the idea?
Well, it may not be a very bioavailable form of magnesium, or it may be. So depends. But the adrenal helps to restore normal adrenal gland function. A lot of people have weak adrenal glands.
But what if you have no adrenal gland problems and you take the adrenal?
It's not going to hurt you at all.
Okay.
It's not going to, but you may realize that after you take it, you did have low adrenal function.
Yeah.
A lot of people get used to how they're feeling. And until they, even my sister as a nurse, you know, for many, many years, she didn't want to take any of our products. And then she started taking them. She says, "Wow, I feel better. I can move better. I can sleep better. I can eat anything." So a lot of times we get used to how we're feeling as we get older. So that's the energy support kit. The brain health support kit is Berber, Panela, and krill oil. Berber, Panela is one of our best-selling products, a combination of the Manayupa plant from Peru and Pimpinella. Those two together really helps to improve brain function. A lot of people are suffering from brain fog,
I'm sorry,
to
what?
Concentrate.
I wasn't paying attention.
That.
Who?
What? You need that. You're not taking that?
No. What is it? What is this again?
Berber Panela.
I don't think I'm taking the Berber Panela.
Yeah.
I took something that you had that you sent me some stuff, and for a couple hours I could see through walls. It was freaking me out, so I had to scale that back.
So brain health.
Berber Panela.
Yeah, that's a great product. People love that product. The joint support kit, which is curcumin and serrapeptase.
Curcumin,
which is also turmeric.
What about hair loss? Is there like a kind of a Peruvian herbal Rogaine thing that you've got cooked
up? Just before things kind of got shut down, we were working on that, and we identified about three plants that we were going to start working with that would be part of a formula for that.
You're not kidding.
No, we're not kidding.
Albany's not kidding. Listen, Albin, listen. This could be you. Go ahead.
This could be me, too. So.
Yeah, well, yeah, you're thin. Okay, so, but seriously, this is fascinating. I mean, I'm interested in this. Obviously, you know, you're a sponsor of the program, but I'm just interested in for me, and I assume a lot of people, the more time passes, you get interested in this stuff, you want to know what works. We'll be right back talking to Tim Eaton, Nutramedics.com. Folks, I'm talking to the founder of Nutramedics, Nutramedics.com. Use the code Eric. Yes, please. But Tim, I'm just fascinated because the more you learn, the more interesting it gets. And you were just talking about, what is it,
Glucomedics. It's a product we've been working on it's been under development for many years. And it's a combination of cemento and stevia.
Stevia.
Yes. Stevia has...
The sweetener.
The sweetener, if it's a whole leaf extract, it has blood sugar support properties, cardiovascular support properties.
Saccharin does not have that.
Saccharin...
Sucralose does not have that.
I don't think so. So
aspartame does not have that.
No. So most people think of stevia as a natural sweetener.
Yeah.
But a whole leaf extract of that of that leaf can, as I mentioned, have blood sugar support properties, etc. So we combined that with Cemento, and we did some research, and our university did some research. And
what do you mean, our university? You
well,
got your own university now?
A university in Peru.
Right.
Actually, the top university in Peru that's doing research and publishing the research is called the Cayetano University in Lima, Peru. And they did several studies comparing glucomedics for metabolic support, blood sugar support, cardiovascular support, and it was very comparable to these other remedies that it was compared to. So that has all been that research has been compiled and it's been submitted to a very high level peer-reviewed medical journal in Europe for publication. We're waiting to see if that's going to be accepted for publication, but that's really helped a lot of people. Glucomedics, the other Medics product, we already talked about VitalMedics and MoodMedics, but the last one is MoodMedics, and people that are suffering or dealing with mood issues report that it works very, very well for them. So those are the four Medics products that, you know, you can pretty much, you know, see what they're by the name of the product: Glucomedics, RelaxMedics, MoodMedics, and VitalMedics. You know, VitalMedics, a lot of people report great energy, vitality. So it really helps with
it's just funny to me. Again, I mean, NutriMedics is a sponsor of the program, but I'm just interested in this stuff generally. The older you get, the more you begin having to pay attention because you're noticing, I don't know, the energy or, you know, it's normal, but the idea that there are things you can do about it. I mean, mm-hmm. I would say the first thing you could do is, you know, eat right and exercise. But then you start realizing my body is not producing these things, or because of where I live, I'm not eating this kind of thing. So if you're not getting vitamin C, vitamin D, your immune system goes down. That's just a normal thing. And so
we're not getting the nutrients that we got in the food 100 years ago. So
that's the key, right? I mean, foods are processed. We don't even think about it
because it's normal.
Hard
to get good whole foods that are nutritious.
Yeah.
So most of us need to supplement to get the nutrients that we need to be healthy. I'm in my 60s, but I have no pain. I sleep great. I can eat whatever I want. My mood is great. I have no.
You can still fly a plane.
I can still
fly
a plane.
Have you ever done a loop-de-loop?
I've done a loop-de-loop.
You've done a loop-de-loop.
Yes.
And that's with NutriMedics products or without?
That was before NutriMedics.
Okay, but you're saying that if I take some of these products, maybe I could do loop-de-loop. Is that what you're claiming? Is the FDA allowing you to say that? Maybe not. Darn it, we're out of time. Well, you're going to have to tell me privately, but I want to do a loop-de-loop. First, I have to get a license. I got a lot of steps ahead of me, but I think I'm beginning. Tim Eaton, founder of NutriMedics.com, thank you.
Thank you, Eric. Great to be here. Appreciate it.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.